Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. I am coming to you today from, where in the world is Dee Wallace? No, from, where am I? Albuquerque, New Mexico, at the great film festival down here. Wow, it's been, you know, sometimes, guys, you never know why you're going somewhere. You think it's for one reason, and then you find out it's for something entirely different. So I thought I was, you know, coming to be honored and partake in a Q&A about horror actresses and all that stuff. And I did, and it was fabulous. But the panel turned into this amazing, insightful, consciousness-lifting discussion between myself, Deborah Voorhees, and this other very talented, very intellectual female horror actress. And I've just gotten feedback the whole entire weekend about how moving that was and about how enlightening it was and how much people learned from it. And then two or three of the people that I worked with personally down here just in the spur of the moment, you know, really, really got some incredibly insightful information to turn their lives around. So, you know, sometimes you come to serve and sometimes you come to be served, and sometimes there's a great combination like this weekend, and went to a party last night and ended up, interestingly enough, networking more for Gabrielle than I did for myself. Not my intention, but I guess somewhere in me it was. There was that. Otherwise, it wouldn't have transpired. So I just invite you, you know, to always ask the question, okay, what is my opportunity here? How can I serve? And how can I be served? Because that's the balance that we want to create our lives with. And I've got a couple of really interesting things to you. This whole thing about our being electrical and connecting to the electrical grid of the universe is expanding. And they took me to good old core belief 20, when I value myself, I have to abandon myself. And they want us all to know we abandon ourselves when we are not in alignment and harmony with the electrical grid of the universe. Because then the one has the illusion of separating and being separate instead of integrating and working together. So from that, they explained to me that God is energy and energy is electrical. So if we do not, cannot, won't accept that I am God, then it's going to be really difficult for us to be integrated and in harmony with the electrical grid. Because we're saying I'm not God, and therefore I'm not energy, and that therefore I'm not electrical. So the more you can embrace I am the God of me, I accept that I am the God of me, the more the universe can participate in your creation with you. And then there's a lot coming up, guys, about connecting to all possibilities. In our planning of our lives and coming forward for ourselves, often we narrow down the field of possibilities because, well, this is the only way I can see it happening. You cannot possibly see it happening as well as the universe will manifest it for you. I've told you stories and stories and stories in my own life about that very thing. So I would, you know, get up every morning and say, I am the God of me, and I am electrical, and I am in harmony and alignment with the electrical grid of the universe, which is open to all possibilities of creation. Okay, then, session, these things came forward that have to be in alignment for us to be the creators of our own health. And number one was pretty interesting because, and the client that I was working with pointed this out to me, the statement was, I give birth to a new me. And in the private, they said, oh my God, Dee, that's the subtitle of your book, Giving Birth to a New Me. So we're all claiming right now, I give birth to a new me, a new body, a new health, a new alignment, a new harmony. Okay, number two was the power of love and joy and fun. The more we live in love and joy and fun, the healthier our bodies create themselves. Now, that's easy to understand if you understand the direction of energy, right? When you're having fun and you're in joy and you're feeling a lot of love, everything becomes more expansive and you love life more and you want to create more, etc. And the third one, again here, is the belief in all possibilities as a self-healer. So I am the God of me, who believes in all the possibilities of myself as healing myself. And let's be clear that healing myself means creating a state of health and wellness, joy and love and freedom. So we're going to balance all that, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Okay, I can go to the callers. That was very important information, what they're saying. So don't just... We are going to Miss Lee.
Hi, Dee Dee. Dee Dee? Hello?
Hello, hello?
Give me just a second. We apparently lost Dee.
Let's try to get Lynn on here again. This is what I'm talking about.
We're back.
About a lot of... Thank you, Stephen.
Let's go. Here's Lynn.
Okay. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Look how powerfully electrical you are, woman. You shot the whole show off.
Well,
oh, my God.
You know what? My pendulum is giving me my huge yes. So
yeah, mine too. Mine too.
That is so funny. Well, then please tell me, what do I need to get into alignment to
I've got it. You're not going to blow everything out by being powerful.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You're literally in fear that if you're too powerful, you're going to blow everybody and everything else away.
Wow.
So this whole,
okay.
Yeah. So this whole journey of yours about finding out why you can't be powerful has really been about you accepting your power and knowing that the more powerful you are, guys, the more powerful you give permission to everybody else to be.
Okay. And what can I do either in the breathing exercise or I want to implement what I can do in this physical realm to demonstrate that and
well,
feel
okay,
that.
Lynn, and everybody, listen to me. You have to be it before you can demonstrate it. So
okay,
I am the powerful God of me who accepts my power and knows that it enlightens and empowers everyone else. That's what you want.
Okay, that's great. Yes. And
okay.
I'm on a team of 6 men, and I'm the first woman, and it's new, and I think I just, I don't know, I think it kind of, I was
okay,
bad maybe. I'm
they're giving me the Dalai Lama's quote that the Western world will be saved by their women.
I love that, and I love that quote. Oh, my God.
Because, especially you, Lynn, because you have a really good balance of feminine and masculine. And the guys don't understand that they have to bring more of the feminine in. Into even
yep.
that line of work.
Yep, you're right. That's true. Okay.
That's what the whole police, everybody's up in arms about the police about, is that they're not bringing in the love and the understanding and the compassion along with the power.
Right.
And
right,
that,
exactly.
Well, and that is literally what makes us powerful. It's when we have that equilibrium between the masculine and the feminine working together. So the channel says you're really there to teach them.
Mm.
So how
okay.
can I serve? How can I serve?
Right. And it's a family, and the parents I am going to be meeting this coming week, and the wife is incredibly powerful, and the husband incredibly powerful and very balanced in his masculine and feminine. So so I think it's
so they'll
good,
recognize you
match.
Right away.
Yeah.
They will
yeah,
recognize
exactly.
your
so.
Energy right away. Well, trust that.
Yes.
You know,
okay, I'm going to trust that.
Yeah, accept that you're powerful, honey, and don't be afraid of it. You're not going to misuse it, Lynn. Okay?
Thank you.
Yep.
Love you, Dee Dee.
Go get them, baby cakes. Love you too, honey. And we're going to Pat in Connecticut. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you. I have been trying to reach you about one of your loyal listeners that was on your show probably 5 shows ago. Finally, I'm here. I'm glad. And I hope she's listening. I think maybe her name is Donna. I was so taken by her statement of being told when she was a child that she was not worth it or not worthy of friendship or something. And I wanted to tell her that that person that hurt, I was so taken by the fact that I could see the pain was still in her as an adult, meaning she still believed that that statement was true on some level. And I wanted to call in right away and tell her, I am that person that did that to her, you know, metaphorically. I did the same thing to another child. I basically told this child that the friend she was playing with in the pool didn't like her. And it was out of deep pain that I was alone and felt unloved by everybody.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to let her see the other side of the cruelty. And honestly, I've never forgotten that with regret in my heart. And then I have an amusing story I'd like to tell you as
well. Okay, well, first I would like you to really forgive yourself for that. Because your pain toward that child came out of somebody else's pain towards you.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's what they call sins of the fathers. And how beautiful for you to share that, Pat. Just beautiful. And now we want you, this is from the channel, we want you to love yourself as much as you would love that little child today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And next?
And then I was walking the dogs, my job, up on a road, an open road, but up on a small mountain in Connecticut, and listening to this delightful about how the beekeepers now, the royal beekeeper now must tell the queen's bees that she has died, her tens of thousands of bees. And I was listening to the podcast and looking, reading about it at the same time on my phone, and out of nowhere, I did not step on a nest or anything. I was not in the woods. Out of nowhere, a bee came and landed between my pinky and ring finger and stung me. And
well,
I was
you see, your attention was on the bees, and they said, yep, we're here. There is nothing negative. That's kind of them acknowledging their connection with you.
I know. I'm thinking, I know I have a great connection with nature, but come on. And then I yelled out, why? It hurts so much. And, of course, people walking by thought I was nuts. But then I Googled bee stings. Yeah, I thought, yeah, I'm connected to nature. You don't need to tell me in this way. But I'm also have a court date. So I Googled what bee stings mean. And I just quickly got someone wants to attack you or things have been hard and they're getting better. Does it have anything to do with my court date coming up Monday about the man I'm suing who blew my engine?
Well, yes. They don't want you to sting yourself.
Oh,
so,
what does that mean?
Well, what that means is your attention was on bees. You know, and when we think of bees, we associate getting stung. So what are you associating with this court date? Love and victory, fear, and what the hell is he going to do to me?
Well, if I don't agree to what he's going to offer me, which I'm sure is not going to be...
I didn't ask you that.
No, but I think it's a good point with what you just said.
No, it's not. No.
Okay.
Because that's taking you on focusing on what you do not want. You just keep saying what you want and feeling love around it. I am creating a settlement that I'm really happy with. I'm creating a settlement where I'm honored and I'm respected. And yes, I'm supposed to have that. And I am happy with this settlement.
Okay.
See, can you feel the part of you that wants to fight that? and go, yeah,
no,
but.
It's possibly two steps. If I don't agree, then it goes to a hearing. And then,
yes.
It's, you know, again,
okay, but
the I.
Again, that's not living in the moment. And that's not creating in the moment.
Okay.
You're
all
way
right.
ahead of yourself. Your
yes.
job is to
okay.
stay in harmony and alignment with love and having it all work out and you being respected and honored.
Okay. All right.
That's your job. And that's your job throughout whatever steps may come forward.
Yes.
Okay.
I get it.
All right. All right. Good. Thank you.
And
thank
I hope
you.
That woman's listening. I still felt, you know, it's so sad when we carry the pain all the way into adulthood, even if we've gotten it together and there's still
yeah.
remnants of pain
well,
in our
heart.
That's
why I keep telling you all, go back and look at your childhoods and write down what you were taught and what was modeled for you. And you
exactly.
will see where a lot of your pain is. All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you
yeah.
for sharing
yeah.
that,
God
sweetheart.
Bless. Thanks a
you
lot.
Too.
Thanks.
All righty, we're going to Ms. Phyllis in New Mexico.
Hey, Dee.
It
just hit me this morning that it's our 10-year anniversary because I got this, since I started working with you, I got this, anyway, thank you. It's like, wow.
Wow.
What a long, strange trip it's been. But
yeah, but it's been great on the other side.
Oh my God! I'm working this weekend with really following. Well, this year was really following the intuitive hit. So it's like, okay, I'm coming up to Colorado, and I got this hit to go up to Wyoming today, which is where when we did the Dolores Cannon past life regression. That's
oh yeah.
Where. Yeah. So I'm kind of like, why am I going? I keep trying. I'm very aware that my head is talking me out of it.
Well,
like, no, just go. And then
Phyllis,
yeah.
first thing I heard is Dolores is calling you.
Oh, God.
That's the first thing I heard, which kind of surprises me, to tell you the truth.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's calling you up there, and just go and trust, and it'll be revealed to you while you're there. Kind of like what I was talking about being at the film festival, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Down here for one small reason, which expanded into many, right?
Okay.
So
yeah.
just start talking to Dolores and going,
oh,
okay, I'm following your call, and tell me, it will be disclosed to you. That's so you got to follow up on this with me, okay?
Yeah. Can you tell me? I tested. I've been testing it, and it's said I didn't have to spend the night. You know, it's like 40 miles away, so
that's a true statement.
I just needed to go. Yeah, I'm so wow. That's intense.
Connect with Dolores, and go. Okay. I got it. You want me to come. So talk to me. Talk to me and connect with me and guide me and tell me where to go. I'm open to all the possibilities of what you want to teach me.
Okay.
That's what
I'm just, yeah.
She was a teacher.
Well, you know, it's funny because remember that workshop, there was a lady from Perth, Australia, who flew there just for the weekend. I was like, who is this Dolores lady? Because I came for
yeah.
you. But, and then I ran into somebody at the Air Force Academy the other day. She's from Australia. I'm like, oh, yeah, I love Australia. And I swear to God, Dee, I was at an event, photographing an event last night. And this is really well-known MC. He's just funny, and he's MCing, and he walks by me, and he said, and we have this photographer tonight from Australia, which is, I don't know
yeah.
what that's about. But.
Okay, well, yeah, you do. When things come in threes, so
yeah,
it's connected with something about Australia for sure.
Yeah.
You might be being called to Australia. Fellas, so be
okay, because I really felt my heart open when I was talking to her about Australia. Oh, yeah, I remember Australia. Oh, yeah, this and this.
Let me tell you, the people in Australia, I mean, if there's any place I would live, one of the three places, if I don't live in the United States, would be Australia.
Oh, yeah, they're great. I used to run into them in Tokyo and Indonesia, and they're just upbeat.
So anyway,
like,
just know that that's part of what you're being called to.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I'm trusting and I'm believing. Thank you, Dee.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, make sure, Phyllis, that you talk to her and connect with her. Make the connection. Robin in California, you're on.
Thank you.
Hi, baby Kate.
It's fascinating because I feel like both questions that I could think of got answered by the earlier
caller. Shocker, huh? Shocker.
And I didn't know even really
Stay
why.
Stay close to your phone, baby. Stay close to your phone.
Okay. Is this okay?
Well, you sound pretty far away from us. Can you get closer? All right, go ahead. I can hear you. What's your question?
I don't know that I have a question anymore, except that I feel really nervous on the call, which isn't
No, it's
normal.
Not. You're calling it nervous, but what's happening is an excitement because something has been open. Your heart's open now. Your chakras are open now. And you're feeling the energy flow of that. And you have defined that as nervous. But what it really is glorious excitement. Those are the words they're giving me. Glorious excitement about opening up. Okay?
Okay. Well, that is way better.
Yeah. Well, it's all a perspective. Guys, we talk about perspective all the time. You know, I can either, I had a choice to look at the month of September with all this travel and duties that I had and opportunities that I created as overwhelming, or I could look at it, as the channel said, as a New York day where I had a month of lots of exciting auditions that I loved, right? So you get to choose your perspective. It's not something that's given to you. It's something you choose, okay? So go be excited, Robin.
I shall. Can I ask a quick question that just popped in my head?
Yes.
We're talking about electricity as energy, and I wondered about magnetism. Where that fits.
Well,
that is the highest
question, and they're taking me to a core belief here. Yeah, well, again, they're saying when you are electromagnetic to, for example, excitement instead of nervousness, then that reinforces the God of you. That reinforces that I am the God of me. Not that I can't be, not that I never can be, not that it's hard, not that I don't know, but I am the God of me. And the more we magnetize that truth to us, the more we experience it and the more it increases. But you have to say it and know it and be it to magnetize it. So you don't wait for stuff to happen. Claim that I am the God of me that's excited about my life, and then you magnetize that to you. You got it?
It's you, and given what you just said about the heart, right? The heart is the magnetic force. So if
your heart
is...
Your heart and your thoughts and your beliefs. Yep, absolutely. All right, baby. Thank you. Yep, thank you. Cheryl in Houston, you're on.
Hello, Dee. Welcome back.
Thank you, darling.
It's lovely to have you here. And everything else was lovely, too, by the way, the two fill-ins. I am calling to see if the channel has some information for me on how to be in more joy during my creation process.
Okay. Well, the first thing that they're giving me is you have to be in joy before you start creating.
Well, that's kind of the problem. Okay.
No.
I know, you always tell me no. Yeah.
If you define it as a problem, then you'll never get there.
I'm doing better than I ever have at it. And in the last, and what's really interesting to me is, like, I completely feel like this creation that I've wanted is coming this month, this huge life-changing. And
yeah,
and
yes,
yeah, that's amazing. That makes me want to cry.
And then Cheryl, you get to create something else.
Absolutely.
Our creation process never ends, guys. I did an amazing call on the special Beyond the Ordinary season that I'm doing.
I forgot to listen to that. Yeah, Don Burgess,
well,
Beyond the Ordinary. I'll go listen, yeah.
Dear God, you got to listen to this one. But literally, the caller said, you know, she had a successful business. She made $100,000. She sold it. She spent all her money, and now she has to start all over again. And in a nutshell, what it came down to was she believed that that was, once she met her goal, it was over. And so she had to start over again. Instead of, wow, I've gotten to 100 grand. Now my new goal is 200 grand. So I'm going to create that now. But if you don't expand... If you don't expand and create new goals, guys, then you keep living in Groundhog Day. Because once you get there, you got to lose it so that you can create it again. Okay?
So for me, I've got that, because what I'm bringing in this month is the love of my life finding me. And I'm just, I don't even know how, it doesn't matter. He will do it.
Okay.
Look,
you magnetize him to you.
Well, and that's why I'm calling, because as I'm doing what's interesting is that even though I now firmly believe that's going to happen, and you even got the confirmation, I find it very interesting that for the last, I don't know, 4 weeks, when I'm struggling as I do the creation process every day. It's like the joy is dampened, and he's the only thing that can be my love place.
Cheryl, no bullshit.
I mean, while I'm doing it. Oh my God.
No, I'm not letting you get away with that one. I love you. You know that. I love you.
Yeah,
but I
thank
am
you
not
for that.
Letting you get away with that. You're not
But
gonna,
that's what it feels like.
No,
it's like this numbness.
You're not going to magnetize him if you don't love you.
I get that, and I work on that too, and I'm still struggling.
Cheryl,
that's what I'm saying. This is a weird shift.
No. You keep struggling because you say I keep struggling. I'm there. It's
I tell
easy.
Myself that as I'm doing it. I'm like, I am the powerful God of me. I am creating this. I am.
Take a breath. Shut up and take a breath, will you?
Okay. I love you, Jess.
Okay. Go to your love place. That's what he feels like.
I know you're not going to like these words, and it takes me some time to get to a love place. And somebody called last week about it. I'm going to cry. Sorry. And she was kind of the same thing. And I'm not sure that you understand that sometimes when we've been alone our entire lives, that it's not something we've experienced before. And so we really to imagine a wonderful place and make that happen. For a long time, you were my love place, just because that was the best I could imagine.
So, Cheryl,
you know, yeah.
Go get a dog.
I can't. The place I live. Yeah, anyway, it's not feasible
Why
for me to have
a
pet,
get a dog?
I swear.
Why?
Because because I'm an extreme hoarder at this point. And
yes,
it would be cruel to a dog. And I'm working on that too. I'm healing that too.
Okay.
But there's
so
no room even for a gerbil.
The highest core belief around all of this I'm going here. Yeah, see, I can never be God. It's kind of the theme of this show. So,
except when I ask you all these times we talk, you say I actually do really well at knowing I'm the God of me. And I believe that. I am the God of me. So what's the nuance there that
makes
it seem incorrect?
And this is for everybody. So,
because I know I'm the God of me.
All right,
sure,
all right.
I do.
You need to be quiet for a minute so I can hear. Okay. That's the highest question. What's the nuance that we need to understand? Sheets. Look, give me a song, please. Any song that pops in.
Oh, it's always Everything's Coming Up Roses.
Yeah, well, that's it. You see,
and last time you told me no,
on.
I think Everything's Coming Up Shit.
Hold on. You can be the God of you that creates everything you want, and you can be the God of you that creates struggle, trying to get everything you want. Just because you're God doesn't mean you're creating in the powerful, joyful way that is going to create. So that's the nuance. You know you're God. You just aren't a joyful God.
Okay, that's a little more fitting. And I am doing so much better in that, too.
Okay,
just
good.
Just letting it go. So there's still another nuance I'm looking for, I guess is what I'm saying.
No,
there's still
nothing
something.
Else. There's nothing else. And that's
wow,
how
okay.
you abandon yourself, is you keep saying there's something else, there's something else, there's something else to fix. There's nothing
else. Well, I'm
else
just looking
fix.
For more joy, receiving more joy, opening to more joy.
Yeah, but honey, do you understand the signal that you're sending out is, I want more joy in my life, and I'm not joyful. So you can't have it both ways. The joy starts within you.
So if I think I'm naturally, inherently joyful, which I am, and for some reason that I have yet to be able to identify for the last
it
6 weeks,
matter.
It feels
it
like there's
matter.
A numbness. Just ignore that and keep saying
not
I'm joyful.
Not ignore that. Just say, you know what? This isn't how I want to feel. How do I want to feel? I want to feel joyful. I am joyful. That's who I am. Where in my life can I create more joy for me? Every day you get up and say, I love me so much. Where I'm just bringing in all the joyful love toward me, because how am I going to attract somebody who wants to be with me and lead a joyful life if I'm not joyful? I'm sorry, it's your responsibility to make me joyful. Nobody wants to take that on, babe.
I'm not saying that at
okay.
all.
I gotta
I'm really
move
not.
On, Cheryl. I got to move on. They've given you all your answers.
Okay,
you just, sweetheart, keep arguing for the limitation of a
I
lesser
promise
God.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Okay. And I want you to listen to this show again, and you will hear how you keep wanting to say.
But I feel him coming
on,
in,
please.
And I feel
hold
the
on,
love
please.
From me.
You have your answer, baby. Now
thank
you put it into practice. Okay.
Okay.
You can do this. All righty, we're going to Johanna in Santa Fe. Hi, baby Kate. You're close, aren't you?
I know. And you're not at the film festival I thought you were going to, but it's okay. Anyway, because my son started the one in Santa Fe, not in Albuquerque.
Oh.
I have to I have been feeling a tremendous amount of gratitude this week, much better, much less fearful. And I think it had to do with your bringing into view my financial irresponsibility in regards to the situation I'm in, because it let me see where all this, I can't even get into it all, but that having that brought out, I believe, helped me to see how I do deserve. So I filed the motion on the house, and I don't know how that's going to go at this moment because of these different complications, but I got so much out of the call because there was the creating the outcome in which I feel honored. I've wanted a dog. I want to be in opportunity. I want to be in alignment. And I'm now transitioning from New Mexico to Florida, where I have an apartment. And I just wanted to know what the channel has to say about all of this. And there is an attorney for my homeowners association who's been very aggressive towards me. And I,
okay,
that's
so,
my
Johanna,
deal.
You need to ask a specific question. You've rambled here for me, and I have the picture, but what do you know? What do you want to know?
I want to know what it is I need to do to bring,
You see, guys, this is the challenge. You kind of sort of know what you want, but you don't really know what you want, so you haven't really clearly answered it, and then the universe sits there.
Okay, I know what I want. I want to create an outcome from this motion in which I feel honored, respected, and happy, and I want to transition from New Mexico to Florida to be smooth, and I take the right thing, and I sell everything in here, and that everything goes well. And I want to know what the channel has to say about what I need to do to make that happen. Is
you
that clear?
You just did it. You just did it.
What did I do?
Yeah. You said what you wanted, and you directed the universe so that the universe now can help you create that. And now you just stand in that knowing, stay in that knowing, and create a lot of love around all that statement.
Okay.
When you think about moving, when you think about all the stuff with the house, when you think about that lawyer who's aggressive, you just think about it with lots of love.
Oh, great, because that's what I've been feeling. That's the gratitude I've been feeling.
Yep.
I'm just going to be happy for all of it because that's all I can do. That's literally all I can do because I've got so much to do.
Well, that's our job, guys, and I say it over and over and over again. And then you get all up into the BS. Our job is to, one, know exactly what we want, and two, connect it with love and joy and fun.
Okay, well, that was what I needed. Thank you so much.
Now, they're also bringing up the three pillars. Have you read Born?
Are you talking about how I see myself in the world, how I see the world sees me?
Yeah.
No?
Okay, so right now, how do you see yourself in all of these situations? How do you see the world? Do you see the world where it's possible for all this to work out and be smooth and be wonderful? And how do you see the world seeing you, which includes that lawyer, by the way? Do you see the world looking at you going, wow, let's make this easy for her? Let's honor her. Let's respect her. Let's make this joyful. You see, those things have to be in alignment. That's why it's the last chapter in the book. Okay?
How do I see myself? How do I see the world seeing me? And how do I see
myself? How do I see myself? How do I see the world? is it possible in that world that I'm looking at? And how do I see the world seeing me? Dear
okay.
God, get the book and follow the formula, okay? Love you, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my gosh, Deka, what's up, dude?
Hi, Dee. Well, I'm getting healed just sitting here listening to you. I have a question. I'm looking for I'm come to the conclusion that I want a natural way to produce whatever my body needs as far as estrogen. The gynecologist prescribed the Primarian Mare estrogen for a little condition I've got, which is irritating. And it's so hard for me because I love animals. So I'm now on my journey to find a natural way to create this. So I thought maybe you could get something from what organ is creating this imbalance in me, and what belief I keep seeing my grandmother.
Deka?
Okay.
First of all, when I say there's an imbalance, I get a no.
Okay.
Balance is the wrong word, and you're really focused on it. So if you have defined yourself as being in imbalance, then the energy of your body must follow that and create imbalance for you. So it's really, they're saying, about, and we're going, I know you've got the sheets, to Core Belief 16, which is really about your masculine and feminine being in balance with each other. And right now, your masculine is way in overdrive over your feminine.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So your feminine is your intuition. Your feminine is your heart, is your compassion, is your love. And then your masculine is the power that takes that all out and creates with it. And together, they make a whole and complete system. But the first thing that they said when you were talking was part of why we created the animals was so the animals could serve us. So animals serve us by providing food, by providing milk. I mean, you don't feel guilty about taking milk from an animal, do you?
Well, actually, I'm not crazy about it unless it's done in a very loving, natural way that doesn't deprive a calf from having milk. And I'm also a vegetarian, so I don't eat meat, and I don't want to see animals killed in a horrendous fashion or in pain.
I don't think
animals in pain.
I don't know. And there are ways that animals come forward that they have to serve us. That's part of why they were created, as a partnership with us. That's the first thing that came in. So those are the two things for you to get into alignment to create a rebalance here.
Mm-hmm.
The masculine, feminine, and the highest word they're giving me is peace. And the peace of knowing that some animals must come forward to serve us, and that you are creating that happening through love and respect for the animal. Okay? Now, there is a natural thing. I'm not a doctor, but a good, when I say naturalist, it goes to no. but a good homeopathic doctor could help you.
Okay.
Homeopathic. Not a, you know, I work in natural, and not the oil stuff, but a homeopathic,
not oil.
That's a true statement. Homeopathic, okay? All right, baby. Thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you again. All right, Ryan, make it real quick, and I think I can get you in.
All right. Hi, Misty.
Hi, baby.
I've been feeling a little ill, and according to my pendulum, it was kind of a reaction to a monkeypox vaccination I just had the other day, and was wondering if there was any energetic information.
I get a yes on that. There's something that has to do with judgment. Why were you in judgment of yourself for getting that?
No idea.
Well, if you're the God of you, and you're the creator of your health, which is how the program started, then why would you need a vaccination? And again, if we're the gods of us, we have created magnificent ways of creating health and wellness in this world. You know, people used to die by 30 years old because of all the dis-ease that roamed the streets. So we've come a really long way. Don't judge yourself because you were part of the energy that created the vaccine in the first place. You said, oh my gosh, we need an answer. Same thing for the COVID vaccines. Please give us an answer to this horrendous disease. So then they created the vaccines, and then we said, oh, we can't do the vaccines. They can hurt us. So, you know, the universe goes, well, I don't know what the hell you want then. So quit judging yourself for creating this and taking care of yourself in the highest way. That's the first thing. The second thing is sometimes when we get a vaccine, your body just simply has to, what's the word they're trying to give me? Assimilate it.
I was getting the word purge.
No, not purge. Assimilate.
Okay.
Come in harmony with. Because it's something that your body wasn't used to, like thinking positively, you know? We had to train ourselves to assimilate our brains into positive thinking. So they're saying in the next day or so you should feel fine. So will you let me know?
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there anything else? No. That's it, Roy.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. What a show, you guys. What a show. Boy, did you bring in some stuff. And you know, I know my Baptist preacher came out a little bit there, and it's always through love for you. Always because I don't want you yourselves abandon yourselves by anything less than your greatest creation. Let's come together and say it now, loud and proud. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember,
loving yourself is the key to creation.